Devilish Presley come to Dolly Remixture in Hitchin, Sunday, October 26th, playing tracks from their brand new album, Flesh Ride.
Inside the haunted house, I know I can't get out. Inside the haunted house, solo and plagued by doubts.
DJs Tony and Paul play Flesh Ride by Devilish Presley on Punky Radio.
And now, live from the Punky Treehouse, it's...
Punky!
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I'd say, Tony, I'm not happy about Devilish Presley there.
No?
Saying that Punky Radio, with their hosts... Tony and Paul. That's entirely the wrong way around.
A lot of people have done that lately, haven't they?
Yeah, I know. I'll tell you what, there's definitely some seismic shift in Punky Land going on, mate. I'm starting to feel like a co-host. So, on this week's show, we've got some music you never heard, some music you've heard before, some interesting stories, and the fact, as you just heard, that the brilliant Devilish Presley are confirmed for Dolly Remixture, and we have an exclusive track from their new album on next week's show, which is cool. But I'm going to get on with the first song, don't I, Tony?
That's fine.
This is from a great band called Resistance 77 that we played on the show before. It's from, what, our favourite album there, Songs for a Nanny State. This is Will They Survive?
Living in an office, bees in the street, hustle station all around. Living in an office, glorious defeat, no spiders will be found. My kind of philosopher, what stupidity rules. Curse is rotting in my cigar, the world to end all fools.
We are brilliant!
Not only time will tell.
We both are brilliant!
We were men in hell. Depressed. Living in an office, fears in the sky, send me up to the chest. My kind of philosopher, what's the pretty rules? Cross is rotting my cigar, what's the way to fools?
So that's Resistance 77, and will they survive? Will they, Tony? I think they probably will.
Of course
they will.
From
their brilliant album, Songs for a Nanny State. What I want to know is, what is Resistance 77's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Res77.
You bastard.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I thought he'll never get this. It never is. It is. MySpace.com/Res77. And I've forgotten what I was going to say next. That's all right, doesn't matter, does it? It's an absolutely fantastic band. They gig regularly. One of the blokes in the band, Ellis, shouldn't be. I've got news about Apocalypse Babies later on, turn. I don't know whether you got that email that I sent you.
Oh, yes, yes.
Très intéressant. But that's what I was going to say. That means it's Tony 1, Paulie B, and the Internet 0. And I'm going to get straight into some Facebook ads now, Tony, if you don't mind.
No, go for it.
It was, every week, everybody gets the chance to add me on Facebook. I'm on the 400-odd friends now. I don't know most of them. Because most of us have just met randomly. For example, Jennifer Vickers. Would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
I'll tell you, we met randomly. Jennifer is one of the prettiest girls in Hitchin. I am one of the ugliest. She stands next to me in pubs just to look a bit better. Bitch. Now, you might know Deshi Vellante as Evil Deshi of Wicked Radio fame.
Uh-huh.
But would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
Met randomly. Deshi and I spent many a happy evening frolicking on an Austrian mountainside until Grandpa found out and banished me to the chalet with the words, "Du bist eine Slag, Heidi!" Chris Walker.
Yes.
Have I ever spoken to you about Chris Walker?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Chris did something brilliant. Chris added me on Facebook and he wrote his own stuff. This is how I like you to do it best. If you do add me, if I don't add anything random about us, write it yourself. Use a bit of imagination. It mixes things up a bit. Would you like to know how me and Chris met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. We met in the ring. It was a tag team wrestling match between El Mighty Berserker and the Chocolate Ninja versus Paul and Manly Tony. Tony fled the ring with a cry of "Milky Pants" after seeing the ninja, which left Paul easily dispatched by a Berserker and Ninja double team. Mighty Berserker!
Nice.
Some are more random than others. David G. Williams, Tony.
Okay.
Do you know David G. Williams?
No, I don't think so.
I don't either.
Oh.
Would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
Met randomly. David and I created Yellow. Bananas, Custard and The Simpsons would be buggered without us. Now, last but not least, Lara Woolston.
Okay.
Now, I do actually know Lara, but would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Lara briefly threatened to stalk me in the late 80s, but was thrown off the trail by an adolescent waywardness that I still tragically possess. It's a relief to know that she's still in the world acting as the yin to my yang. Oh, and I once saw her hit a pig with a rawhide mallet. Amnesty? Pah! Now, the thing is, most of that is true.
Okay.
Except for the hit a pig with the rawhide mallet bit. But Lara was briefly my girlfriend in the late 80s. And now she works for Amnesty International, but the rest of it's a load of rubbish. But she's very nice, and she's thinking of moving down near Bentley's.
All right, okay.
She's whose flat I might get in Chelsea if I get lucky.
Oh, yeah. That's still... Okay, cool. Yeah, that'd be nice.
You never know. On ne sait jamais, Tony. On ne sait jamais.
All right, okay.
Obviously means absolutely nothing to you, does it?
No.
Now, do you think you could say that a bit more scary?
no.
Have you got any podcast out? It's just new month.
I do. Thank you all for your votes, because it is a new month. So we do need your votes. So even if you voted in September, it's time to vote again. Easiest way is go to punkyradio.com, and at the top of the screen is an important "Please Vote for Us" link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because we read out the best comments. And here's the top six. More Than Punk. The music covers a much broader area of alternate music than the title implies. Also, half of this show is pure comedy, and all is very well produced. This show is highly recommended for the punk in all of us. From W. Fishley.
That sounds very familiar to an iTunes review, doesn't it?
It does. It must be just...
It's exactly. Right, though. Thank you very much, W. Fishley. Oh, and, by the way, Tony, if I've mentioned it already, this is the Planet Smashers, and I now know why Subi Twatto gets so many votes and beats us every month, because when I was going round the podcast that we always vote for and they vote for us because we know them, I just kind of went down the comments in the top 10, and every single podcast in the top 10 had a comment from Subi Gatto just showing some support. Hey, how about voting me up back? Game in the system. He just votes for every podcast in the hope they vote for him back. So, ha ha ha, Soupy, we found you out. We might be number two, but we're officially number one.
Nice. Do you think he spams every single music podcast?
It's not all the music ones. He does all the top ones. It's a very clever system.
It's a
He does all the top ones, but he seems to do all of ours as well.
Yeah,
because he's got votes from people that I know listen to our show, and then I went on their page, and there's a cheeky vote from Soupy. And what's the other thing he does? Because I've been voting for him. I voted again this month, but I don't think I will again on principle. That he votes for us on the last day of the month, just to say, "Oh, hi guys, just voting for you." Yeah, right, mate. No help at all.
Cheeky bastard.
Exactly. I'm watching Soupy. I'm watching.
He's playing the game.
He is.
Although I like the idea of voting for every podcast. That's a fair few votes and coming back.
It's fairly time consuming.
Yeah. Well, if you've got a script to do it, though. I'm not saying he has.
All right, fair enough, yeah.
Better late than never. Even though September is almost over, I'm voting for Punky because they are the best. Anne Kay, thank you very much.
She's right, of course. I love Anne Kay. She's my favourite.
And now it's a new month, Anne Kay. Why don't you vote again?
I think she has done.
Has she? Anne Kay.
Yeah, she's fantastic. We've had loads of votes this month. And thank you all for those. But we've had marginally less than Air Out My Shorts.
You're joking.
I know. Now, we don't want that to continue, do we?
Well, surely not.
So everybody better vote for us this week, otherwise there'll be trouble.
Yeah, too right. Punky Rocks. I got a portable MP3 player this week. I found it on a busy street next to a dead skater. It is now dedicated totally to Punky, so I have no excuses to miss an episode. That's some Jeff Ugly Shoes. Thank you very much, Jeff.
Jeff Ugly Shoes. Who, of course, is a real person that we actually know, Soupy.
Yes.
Who actually listens to our show, Soupy.
Hello. Hi, this is Tattoo from Algeria. I love Punky. Punky loves me, and it's all good. Fair enough. There you go.
I bet Soupy Gatto hasn't got any fans in Algeria.
Not unless they've got podcasts.
Unless he just sent a message to the Algerian government. Hi, Algerian government. Just voting for you again. Maybe you could vote back at me at Podcast Alley. There you go. Oh, thank you very much. We stay in power.
We're not bitter. Whoa, Punky Radio is by far the best podcast, and I think it will always be around no matter what happens. From Shaq, 22 May. That's a bit dubious.
No matter what happens.
No matter what happens.
There could be plague of frogs, floods, war, famine, Punky.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
It's scary.
I'm normally up on a Tuesday night.
And finally, Paul B. Edwards is God. And I should know, I am him. Thanks to everyone who votes for us every month. Really appreciate it. Paulie B.
Hey, thanks, Paulie B. Great comment.
Great comment. And that's it for the Podcast Alley for this week.
That was beautifully read, Tone. I particularly like the last one.
Thank you very much.
So please do vote for us this month and vote in spades. Yeah. That would be good. Shall we play next song?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Because this is one. I love doing this. About once a fortnight now. I play one from JapanFiles.com, and I find something Japanese and crazy, and I love it. Right? And the thing is, if you do like the track, they're really, really easy to buy at JapanFiles.com. It's far and away the most simple way of doing it I've found, of actually buying tracks. They're brilliant. I love that website. And I go on there. Each time I need a new track, I'm working through the alphabet.
Okay.
In the punk section. And then I have a dabble around other sections, but it's the punk section primarily. And this week we're up to M, Mummy the Peep Show. And I'm good at picking out a track, Tone. This is from their latest album, right, which I think is called Electric Roller Girl, right? And I listened to every single track on that album, and I picked out the best one. And then I went on their MySpace page, and yeah, it's the profile song. Of course it is, because I'm so good. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Mummy the Peep Show's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Mummy the Peep Show.
No, MySpace.com/MummyThePeepShow XXX. You're wrong, but I'm not.
Boss, you're a bad day. So now I'll be in.
that's Mummy the Peep Show and I'm Not Tony. Did you like that?
Always.
It's just mad Japanese ska punk, bouncy rock and roll. It's just really, the whole album's really bouncy and infectious. It is infectious.
Infectious.
Something I would like to hope would be infectious, Tony, is this new feature which I'm going to introduce now, which is called Tony's International Gig Guide, whereby people, bands all over the world can send you in their dates to tony@punkyradio.com and you will randomly pick a few different ones out, or if there's only one band, you do all of their dates or whatever, how it works out. But it has got a theme. It's got this little song for it that I've kind of written. Would you like to hear it? And then you can go for it.
Okay, yeah.
Right, cool. Tony's International Gig Guide. Oh. Yeah. This is the Dead 60s, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, welcome to my gig guide. So, as I say...
No, Tony. No. Tony's International Gig Guide. Oh.
Thank you all for your emails. I've only had one so far, so I'm sure a lot of you are in a band, so do email your gig guide, your gig dates, if you have them, wherever they are in the world, whenever they may be, tony@punkradio.com. Thanks to Jeff, always listening. Jeff,
thanks for Jeff.
Yes.
He's like old Shep.
Old Shep. And he's emailed me the gig dates for the Sandwich Surfers. So here you go. Jeff Wobbly Shoes and the Sandwich Surfers. The first get date is Saturday, October the 18th at the Constellation Sci-Fi Convention on University Drive, Huntsville, Alabama. That'd be worth going to, Alabama.
Sci-fi in Alabama?
Constellation Sci-Fi, yeah.
Yeah, you just said that, so you got a real pretty tentacle.
And then the following Friday, the 24th of October, Hurricane Haunted House in Hurricane, Mississippi.
Oh, good lord.
These have some good venues. Friday, October 31st, Halloween, Crisis Con Masquerade Ball at the Von Braun Space Center, Huntsville. And finally, on Saturday, November the 8th, Magnolia Roller Vixens Roller Derby, halftime show and after party, Tougaloo College, Jackson, Mississippi. You guys ought to
Jackson,
come out for
Mississippi.
This. Four Orga Roller Derby teams. Wow.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a peppered sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. That's it. That's Jackson, Mississippi.
Different.
Well, is that it? Have no, you finished?
Yeah, basically. You've got PS. The first person to mention Punky to us at one of these shows in the month of October gets a free T-shirt or CD.
Fantastic.
Extra incentive.
And that was Tony's International Gig Guide. Oh! So,
cool. Moon theme tune.
Right. I've been playing poker again, right,
okay,
on Facebook. I had stopped for a while, but in real life, I won another tournament. So I thought, you know what? I'll go back online. And I picked up another 500,000 chips. But interestingly, those of you in the UK will know more about this, but not only is Gordon Southern, stand-up comic, now playing poker, but I noticed Richard Herring playing online of Lee and Herring fame. And, yeah, so, like, if you go on Facebook Poker now, you might get the chance to play poker with an international stand-up comic.
Nice.
That's cool, isn't it? I've got one problem with it, though. Virgin Bloody Media keeps disconnecting, and I keep losing. It seems every time I go all in as well. Bastard. Now then, so I should really have Virgin Media as a twat, but I imagine you've got one yourself, have you?
I do. Thank you all for your twats. But I am running out. In fact, this is the last one I have. So if you do know a twat and you want to nominate them, email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. Do email me. Do it.
All yeah, right. Do it.
And this is the second half of the twats from last week from Trevor, who emailed me too. So here we go. The second twat is my brother. As much as I hate having to do this, throw family under the bus, I feel it's a necessary twat to give. My little brother just today decided that he and a friend who happened to be 2 years older were going to go light matches in a bone dry field behind my neighbourhood.
Oh, I already like this one.
Not only is this stupid, but it's 118 degrees Fahrenheit in Edmonton today, and if a fire was to be lit in any bush, it would quickly become a wildfire, destroying my neighbourhood and the lives of all the people I don't know in this place. My dad was unable to find the long-haired ass before he got to the field. No, my dad was able to find the long-haired ass before he got to the field. So Jeff in Edmonton, Oklahoma, USA, is a stupid twat.
I think that's fair enough.
Tony, I will not let you run out of twats. If ever you need one, I will drop a line. Trevor from Oklahoma. Thank you, Trevor. Drop me a line.
There's quite clearly a lot of twats in Oklahoma.
I'd quite happy do a whole month of Oklahoma twats if you email me them.
It would seem maybe we could do it as a new feature. Tony's Oklahoma twats. Oh.
So you ready? Okay, yeah. So Jeff from Edmond, Oklahoma is a twat. So email me, tony@punkyradio.com, especially if your name's Trevor from Oklahoma.
Tony?
Yes.
Press to continue. Press to continue, and the buck stops here. A little bit of ska punk from right here in North Hertfordshire, mate.
Oh,
right,
nice by, one.
They lived, the lead singer, Tim, lives very close to the Hyman's Lodge. He has to watch out for Dick Turpin, but he managed to get his gear on mostly. He's got a really nice camper van, but he's about to sell it and buy himself a 1961 Ford, if I'm not mistaken, which is one of only two in the UK. That's quite cool. And they're a really, really good band, and they've offered to do my gig for me at some point, and Tim comes down to comedy. I'll have a bit more information about the band a little bit later on in the show, but for now, what I want to know is, what's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/press to continue.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Rather particularly, Tony 2, probably be in his Internet 1. I could be in for another bloody thrashing here. However,
yeah.
I am keen to find out a little bit more about this thing, GoDaddy. Have you managed to look at it at all?
Oh, I'm always looking at GoDaddy. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, are you really?
Okay. No, yeah, yeah. Do you want to know something about it?
I'd love to.
Okay, well, GoDaddy, it's an internet web service provider and should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. And you can start by registering your own domain name, or if you have one already, then that can be transferred to GoDaddy for your site. And after registering your domain, you can then start building your site. And GoDaddy makes this a lot easier with their website builders. Maybe you want to have a simple blog-style site where you can add your observations, pictures, and rant to your heart's content.
Or, yes, but Tony, are they actually website builders?
They are little builders, yeah.
Cool. Bob the Builder, can we fix it? Bob the Builder, yes, and there's a promotional code too.
Nice. Or maybe you want your own online shopping store.
Maybe I do.
GoDaddy can help there too. You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with an industry standard SSL certificate.
And what are they?
That's a SL. And that will protect your customers' details.
They need protection.
They do. You can also set up a merchant account so you can receive and process credit card payments. But finally, the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1!
You can receive a 10% discount. Or if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY2. That's...
PUNKY2!
Which will give you 20% off orders of £20 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. Thanks, Satan.
I will do. I'm going to do it straight after I've listened to Punky.
Thank you. That would be nice.
Yeah, how about that?
That's great. Bit scary.
Tony, I got a very funny phone call yesterday morning.
Okay.
From guess who?
The gas board?
No, the lead singer of Rotting the Sarnos.
Oh, nice.
So I thought it was only fair to play a track of their brilliant album, The Golden Horn, and here it is. This is The Beast.
Don't turn me on, cause I'm already switched off. Paranoid lust will put you in the trough. Drown in a pool of liquid brown gold. That makes it easy when you're all alone and cold. But the beast land in the mind. Searching forwards all the time. Hunt the beast. Swallow man, define the sanctuary, pump it to the sound. To the fold of the vacant sector, drown in the pool of amber nectar. On the beast, round in my mind. Searching forwards all the time. On the beast. Your fears and leave them where they are. Your golden dawn is approaching from afar. Keep your faith and look towards the sun. You're not alone, you're loved by everyone. On the beast, land in my mind. Searching forwards all the time. On the beast. Tomorrow is for sale. Paranoid lust will push you in the trough. Drown in a pool of liquid brown and gold. Life ain't so easy when you're all alone and cold. On the beach, lying in my mind. Searching forwards all the time.
That's Rotchi and the Sarnos and The Beast from, as I say, their brilliant album, The Golden Dawn, which I might have called The Golden Horn just now. That's wishful thinking. The Golden Dawn, which is their second album. Now, I did find out that in the pipeline, possibly, is a third album. Now, bearing in mind that the first album and the second album were over 20 years apart, this was something of a shock to find out it might be out next year. But I found out because the lead singer, Lord Herbert Sarongster III, phoned me up at 10 to 10 yesterday morning. Now, ask me how I knew it was 10 to 10 yesterday morning.
How did you know?
Well, we met randomly. Right. I was up playing poker till 6 in the morning.
Right.
So I went to bed, so I hadn't had a lot of sleep. And then my phone rings. Oh, who the fuck's that? And answered the phone, didn't recognise the number. He goes, "Hi, Paul, it's Herbie from Rocci and the Sarnos." I went, now, mostly when someone who you've considered to be a bit of a psychobilly legend phones you up, or phones one up, one would be really quite impressed. I went, "Oh, really? What time is it?" Right. And he said, "Oh, that's nice. First time I ever phone you up. I'm not the fucking speaking clock." I went, "Yeah, but what time is it?" He went, "It's 10 to 10. I went, "Oh, thank you very much." He went, "What? I've had 3.5 hours sleep, you wanker." It was like completely changed. But anyway, the long and short of it was, he was phoning up to see whether we were going to be able to get him for Dolly Remixture on December 28th. But also, because he had this other idea, I've been thinking about putting on a psychobilly all day in Hitchin next year.
Right.
He's been thinking about putting on a psychobilly all day somewhere and having me as the compere.
Nice.
And I said, what a brilliant idea. So whether we'll do it in Hitchin or not, we don't know. But anyway, we discussed for quite a long time about, because once me and him get gas in, we get gas in. He's a top bloke. About how we could possibly do something, in which bands we should get and who we should have, and we discuss which ones would fit on the bill best with Rocci and the Sarnos, etc., etc. And it just looks like it's going to be brilliant wherever we do it, because it'll be a really interesting bill. And I'm going to ask Hollywood Suicide to do it, because they're our friends, and let's face it, I owe them a favour. And I was also thinking of asking Blue Demon, you know, with the Undisputed Kings of Fuck All, because I just thought it'd be a really interesting, good mixed bill. Anyway, We then got talking about the second album, and he was saying, and I think he sold it a bit short. I mean, I think the album's absolutely tremendous, and he thinks it's a bit dark. And I said, well, do you know, if you don't know the reasons behind the songs, it's not that dark, and some of the songs are really good fun, and it's really catchy, and it's really brilliant, and I would recommend it to absolutely anyone at all. I think you should stop telling everyone it's really dark. And he said, no. Right. So basically, if you'd like to decide who's right, me, someone who has listened to the album, or him, the bloke who fucking did it,
nice.
Do check out their MySpace page, which is
myspace.com/ Rocci and the Sarnos.
Yeah, it is. It's Tony 3, probably be the internet at 1, and I will spell that out. It's ROCHEEANDTHESARNOS. Rocci and the Sarnos. Sarnos could be an abbreviation of Sandwich, but is in fact, I think Rocci Sarnos, as discussed, were a shoe, weren't they, or something?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm not sure. I haven't found out. Now, my next piece of information is that I currently don't have any gigs this weekend, but the Bleach Boys do. We should have really put them in Tony's International Gig Guide. Oh! But didn't, right?
No.
But anyway, they're playing at the George in Hitchin with a band called Monkish and Killing Seymour, who are a girl-fronted psychobilly band who I think would be good on the Rocci and the Sarnos bill. You see how all this fits in? It's amazing,
nice.
Really. Yeah, so anyway, they're upstairs in the George in Hitchin this Saturday, and at the moment I will be there, and I'm looking forward to it greatly. So if you get the chance, do come down and see them. And by the way, they haven't reached 1,000 people yet, so do add them on MySpace. That's myspace.com/... Bleach Boys or The Bleach Boys. The button's on our page.
Yeah.
So basically, go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/PunkyRadio, and follow the link. It will take you to the right place and add them. Finally, for this section, I got an email from Asterix out of the Apocalypse Babies last week, saying that we need a new guitar player.
Okay.
Will you advertise it on the show? And I went, yeah, of course. So we're going to play a track of theirs in a minute, and it's my From the Vaults. From the Punky Vaults, one we played before, one of my favourite ones, that we'll play shortly. But if you are a guitar player in the Mansfield area and you fancy being in one of Mansfield's premier punk bands who do, well, they don't so much tour, but they do lots of gigs, don't they?
I think so.
They do in your northern parlours, all of it, Shant.
Yeah.
So if you are interested in joining them, do get in touch. Now, Tony, I have actually suggested to them that you may be auditioning for the band as well, even though I know you're really busy, just because I thought, let's face it, Luke's in Riot Squad. You might as well be in Apocalypse Babies. It'd be brilliant.
Yeah.
Anyway, just an idea. No pressure. Now,
yeah.
Now, we're about to play a song by theirs. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Apocalypse Babies.
And how are you spelling babies?
B-A-B-I-E-S. No, no. B-A-B-Y-S.
Yeah, but you're still wrong. It's MySpace.com/ Apocalypse Babies, B-A-B-Y-S, official.
Ah, okay.
So, it's Tony 3, Paulie B and the Internet 2, and this is one of my favourite Apocalypse Babies songs, and I like a lot of them. This is Local Hero.
And this record's out of my mind. So I went and did TV famous. Share the watch to see the name in life. Better slime my way to Vegas. But local hero, in his mind, you see the star. Talking about your local hero. Playing for the glory and free drinks down the local bar. To the record company's back, didn't get no left there. So all the son's dreams have disappeared along with his hair. And now performs cabaret act in a pair of secret flares. It's just a local hero. In his mind, you see the star. Talking about your local hero. Playing for the glory and free drinks down the local bar.
So that is Local Hero, Apocalypse Babies. What a track, Tony. That is one of my favourites. And I did realise that I didn't say who was on the bed in the last bit, but I have a feeling it was the Cemetery Surfers. And in this bit, I can't remember again. I'm a terrible man.
I think
maybe
it's the Chop Tops.
The Chop Tops. Oh, how could I forget? This is the Chop Tops. Now, last weekend I did my gigs in Hitchin and Letchworth. Right, and in Hitchin on Friday night, Adam Bloom and Alistair Barry were both fantastic. But we didn't go to Bombora afterwards like normal. No, sir. We went to Remix Nightclub because they said that everyone who came to my gig in Hitchin could get into Remix for free and get a free shot. That would have been easy, except some fucking idiot nicked all the bloody flyers. So, basically, I had to stand by the door and everyone who came in who was doing that said, he gets in for nothing, gets a free shot. He gets in for nothing. Well, what I actually was... she gets in for nothing and she gets a free shot.
Nice.
that seemed more sensible. So anyway, we did that and I got steaming. And then on Saturday, when I went to do the gig in Letchworth, who should be there but Tim Shotter from Press to Continue, who said, I finally brought you a CD because I've been waiting on this CD for ages. I went, fantastic, we'll play it on this week's show. Then when the gig finished, my mate Soapy gave me a lift into Hitchin. I went to the Vic, where I bumped into two girls called Shelley and Zoe. And hello, Shelley and Zoe, because I've never really hung around with them. I kind of know them from in there, but don't really know them well. And Zoe's friend was down as well. So we then did go to Bombora, where we got absolutely trolleyed. And me and Shelley ended up going off with these people we didn't know to the Bricklayers Arms, because they said, we can get a lock-in. And we went there, and guess what? We couldn't. I'm standing in the rain outside the Bricklayers Arms with a woman I've only just met and three people that I don't know, one of which is trying to get off with the woman that I've only just met, who is incidentally married. And really, this bloke shouldn't have been having a pop at her at all, but she was taking it that sounds wrong, exceptionally well. And then Felix and Charlie went past in their cab on their way to Portugal, which is quite weird. Anyway, these people then, they persuaded to go back to their house on the proviso that they've got lots of whiskey and we really ought to drink it. So we went back to their house and I drank lots of whiskey for many hours and insisted on us playing the Press Continue CD, which I promptly then left at their house when I got a cab at 6 o'clock the next morning. So I then had to send a Facebook message to Tim saying, look, man, I've been a bit of an idiot. So Tim then had to come round yesterday and give me another CD. So I now have two covers and one CD, right? That's all right. So anyway, that got done. I'm happy. Both of you are brilliant. Thanks to everyone who came down. Next shows are November the 7th and 8th and feature Silky and Dave Fulton. And obviously, you will be able to see that on the updated lastminutecomedy.com page. Waiting, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. Now, being pancreatically challenged, I'm also entitled to a flu jab.
Oh, right.
And I can get one on Saturday morning. Now, my only problem with that is, when I've had a flu jab in the past, you basically get flu in your arm for the day. And I know the Bleach Boys gig has a potential to be a little bit violent at night. Do I want a sore arm before I even get there? It's a real... I'm having to weigh it up. So I am thinking about that. I've got till Saturday to find out. If you think I should have a flu jab, then send an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, get a flu jab. And if you don't think I should have a flu jab before the Beach Boys gig, send me an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, don't get a flu jab, you fucking idiot, right? And what I'll do, I'll weigh up which one, whichever one gets the most, I'll either have the flu jab or not. That sound fair?
That sounds fair.
Finally, as you know, I teach stand-up comedy at North Harts College in Hitchin, and my kids are, to say this year, are, to say the least, interesting. Now, whereas last year I encouraged them to be dirty, this year I've gone the other way. Right. And each time they've tried to swear or come up with some controversial stuff, I've said, look, don't do that. You know, the people in the crowd are going to be your friends and family. Do you really want to say that in front of them? And they've been good so far, but three of the girls don't really get it. One of them's already been discussed, but I'd like to tell you about these two other ones, who I won't name. But they had to do, the thing they had to do this week was things they don't like. I hate it. I hate this. I hate that. I don't like it. Because stand-up comedy is essentially moaning with punchlines, right? So I thought if I get them to do a list of things they don't like, then we can pick out two or three of the ones they don't like and they can go for it there. Now, one of the girls decided that what she didn't like most of all was giving blowjobs. Now, I'm the teacher, right? And I have to sit through this. And she says, I hate it when I have to give blowjobs. And then explain why. Before I got the chance to butt in, the class are laughing, going, oh no. She said, I hate it because she said, they hurt my mouth. They're very, very difficult to do. The boys never say thank you, which would suggest she does it quite a lot, right? The boys never say thank you, and it tastes disgusting. Right, now, I have some experience of this, not actually sucking cock.
Oh, okay.
But how the taste of your gentleman's relish can vary depending on what foods you've been eating.
Okay.
And I said, look, you need to, if you're in a situation with someone that you're going out with in a loving relationship and you decide to practice fellatio, why not for a day or two before entice them with some sweet treats, perhaps a chocolate cake, right, or some ice cream, right? And then this other girl pipes up, yeah, my boyfriend was pissing me off so much with his horrible cum that I made him eat pineapple chunks for a week just so I could swallow it. Oh, God, for fuck's sake. It's like, and then the next girl says, I hate it when my feet get wet in the morning. Went, oh, we're back on proper ground. Then she says, because I'm a bedwetter. I'm going to play the last song, but before I do, Tony, this is brilliant. Do you remember a week or so ago I said that I really like History of Guns? They're the closest modern day equivalent of a classic goth band, and I really like them, and we played It's Easy to Go Blind.
Yeah.
And we've played before Empty Eyes, and I said I was going to get in touch with Manila PR that sent us their album and say, will you send us some more? I'd like to do them as a competition. They did. So we've got two History of Guns CDs to give away. How brilliant is that?
Nice.
So if you would like a chance to win a History of Guns CD, what I want to know is, what is the first History of Guns song we played on our show? Now, I have just told you. Send your answers, tighten your email, History of Guns, to paulieb@punkyradio.com. with your answer to the following question. What is the first History of Guns song we played on our show? All you have to do is rewind this bit and you'll find out, okay? What I want to know is, Tony, what is History of Guns' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/History of Guns UK.
Yes, get in. MySpace.com/History of Guns. It's Paulie being Internet 3, Tony 3. I didn't think I'd get a draw this week. I'm really happy. This is classic modern goth. I hope you like it, Tony. Thing is, though, for all the things you've done, I'll never forgive you.
I heard all your excuses. And I heard how hard it was for you. And I heard it's best to move on. And I've heard Jesus said forgive. Every time I'll never forgive you. 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 I've heard all your excuses, and I've heard how hard it was for you, and I've heard it's best to move on, and I've heard Jesus said forgive. I tried to be hard on everything, I tried to be hard on everything.
So that is History of Guns and Never Forgive You from their album Acedia, I think. I had it next to me. Where's it gone? Is this it? It is their album Acedia. I got it right. Acedia. If you'd like the chance to win the album, it's very, very good. Make sure you email paulieb@punkua.com, type your email, History of Guns, with your answer to the following question. What's the first song of theirs we played on our show? Right. Big shout out to Wicked Radio and Hussy Skunk this week for carrying our show. Thank you so much, and hello to all the people listening to us on those stations, wickedradio.org and hussyskunk.com. It's a new month at Podcast Alley, so please do vote for us. We'll never beat Soupy Twatto because you're a big cheat, Soupy. but I'm hoping we can beat Air Out My Shorts on principle. So do vote for us if you can. It only takes a few seconds. And you can go on our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio, and there is a vote button on there. Also, we want you to review us at iTunes. It helps us out a lot, moves up the chart. We've dropped onto the second featured page in the UK, and we like to get further up it. So please do help us out as much as you can. What else is there, Tone?
That's most of it. Right. You can find us on Facebook. If you search for Punky on Facebook, you can join the Punky group and add us as friends. And yeah, email me your twats. Tony@punkyradio.com. A title of your email is a twat. And if you're in a band, email me your gig dates. Again, Tony@punkyradio.com, and I'll read them out.
Now, I've just explained to you what I'm doing for the rest of this week, haven't I? And it was quite funny reflection. Wednesday I'm going to try and do my tax, and then at night I'm going to go and play poker. Thursday I'm going to call Virgin Media again and call them Egits, and then at night I'm going to an open evening in a handbag shop. Friday I've got no plans. Saturday seeing the Bleach Boys. How exciting.
Very nice.
How about you, mate? Got anything on?
I'm literally working all week, and then hopefully this weekend I'll be in Paul. So, yeah. That's basically
That's Paul,
it.
Not Paul.
Yeah, Paul.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Up-hoog! Tony's International Gig Guide. Oh!